Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Crisis of Authority. I don't recognize your authority to relieve me, is the reply a deranged captain gave Star Trek's Mr. Spock after he told him he was relieved of duty. These are the thoughts and behaviors of an increasing number of people, especially in the United States, when it comes to complying with authority. This was also reflected in the thinking of an atheist who engaged in a debate I listened to with another person about morality and God. His main argument concerning moral obligation is that no one, including a God who created others, has the moral authority to command others without them first voluntarily agreeing to submit to their authority. What he fails to take into account is that he nor any other human is completely sovereign, self-contained, and sufficient all to themselves. Insomuch that we need the help or assistance of others, we are morally obligated to ask for their assistance. But instead of asking for what we need, people often take by force that which they want or require from others. Some may believe there is nothing wrong with this, especially if they are doing the taking and aren't having anything being forcibly taken from them. But if we need or require someone's help, if they set some conditions or requirements for us to receive that help, seems like they would be morally within their right and authority to do so. If they withheld that help from someone who needed it for not complying with what they could do, but refused to do so, then those who needed the help would have to deal with the consequences of their refusal to comply. People have the moral right and authority to set conditions for the use of their possessions by others. For a civil society to function peacefully, members of that society must respect conditions set forth by others and must be reasonable and accommodating in the conditions they make. The reason for this is because no one is sovereign, and we must all share some needed and required resources we all have in common. When we relax our conditions for the use of what we possess or share in common, to the degree we relax, we are yielding to another's authority. When no one yields, it sets up confrontation in which the matter may end up being settled by force. Unfortunately, this is a major part of human history and the basis of authority in most of the world. It has been responsible for wars and the killing and destruction of millions of people. What is different today than in past times? Mankind has the capacity to inflict much more devastation and destruction on his neighbors than in previous times. The weapons of war and personal injury are far more lethal than those used before. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The truth is that no one really owns anything. We don't even own ourselves, much less anything in and on the earth. This is why the owner, who is God, has set some conditions for the use and treatment of his property. Because he owns it, he has the moral right and authority to set the conditions of its use. This is what the atheist failed to see. God is the source of all power and authority on this planet. Everyone, the atheists included, will have to answer for their own use of God-given authority and power of what we possess. A crisis in authority occurs when people ignore this fact and begin to behave as if they are sovereign, really own what they possess can trample over the truth and can choose to do and think whatever they want. Even in our homes, we set guidelines and boundaries for those who enter our house. Those who abuse or ignore those guidelines and boundaries will be asked to leave and forced out if necessary. The same is true with God. God is perfectly willing to share what he has made with us, but under certain conditions. We can stay as long as he stays if we obey and yield to his authority, or we will have to leave if we refuse. There will be no crisis of authority among the people of God and within his holy kingdom. You can hear the entire message by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to the previous Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. And click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional in preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.